This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Inflatable Lawn Decorations. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We are playing games with two very funny people, Ashley Nicole Black and Chelsea Devantes. All right, are you ready for another one?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, so this one is multiple choice. You're playing against each other, and it's all about brains.
Okay.
Okay. Ashley, this first one is for you. How much of your brain is water? A, none. It's the original thirst trap. B, 30%. Or C, 75%.
I think 75%.
That is correct.
Yes. You know, 75. I know that because my brain is full of water.
Your brain
is.
Dang. You know what I also learned is that my brain is 75% wine. And that occurred over the past 3 months. And it's been good for me.
I mean, there is water in wine. So
yeah. That's okay. Right.
Jesus turned water into wine. And who are we to go against Jesus?
That is true.
That's a great
point. That's a great point, Ashley.
Yes. It's an argument ender for sure. All right, Chelsea.
Yes.
Your brain doesn't actually freeze during a brain freeze, but it still hurts.
Okay.
Which of the following remedies is recommended by an article on Johns Hopkins Medical? A, eating a spoonful of salt. B, touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Or C, eating ice cream upside down.
B, touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. Brain freeze is when, you know, something cold hits that bundle of nerves in the back of your palate. And the idea is that putting your warm tongue in the roof of your mouth will warm up those nerves again.
I had no
that
idea about
crazy.
This.
Yeah, it's a bummer I've been eating so much salt when I have brain freezes.
Yeah, it's just fistfuls of salt and then I feel really bad.
I'm very susceptible to brain freeze. I don't know if that's like a genetic thing. But
I don't really get it very often.
Well, are you eating ice cream enough? Is that a problem
almost
for you?
Constantly.
Maybe that's it. Your body's adapted, Jonathan. Your body.
Yeah, I'm ice cold inside, maybe.
Dead inside.
Study him.
All right, Ashley. Which of the following animals has the highest number of brains? A, the octopus. B, the leech. C, a man who just finished Infinite Jest.
Oh, God. Oh,
well,
God.
It's definitely not C, because all he has is a brain he borrowed from Barnes & Noble. I guess I'm going to go with a leech.
Ashley, you picked correct because it's the leech. The leech has 32 brains.
Oh, wait.
32 brains.
It's like a con artist. It's like, imagine having 32 brains and devoting them just to sucking other people's blood. Like, cure cancer or something.
All right, Chelsea, this is the last one. What task is next to impossible for most people to actually do? A, multitask. B, believe that cauliflower rice is real rice. Or C, empathize.
Did you say empathize?
Empathize.
Oh, I'm so scared that one's going to be it. I'm so upset
but
that
only
it might
for the last 4 years, not historically.
Okay, so listen, I write hard for cauliflower rice. That is some good stuff, and you can't convince me otherwise. You put enough butter in it.
I won't let Chelsea make food for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm also a very bad cook, and I don't know how to do it, so don't listen to me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think we can multitask, so I guess I'm going to say C, empathize.
I'm happy to tell you that you are incorrect. The answer is multitask.
I don't know.
Most people can actually empathize. It doesn't seem that way, but it is true.
Okay.
When you say you're multitasking, you're not really. Really what's happening is your brain is just switching back and forth very quickly between two things.
Right.
And for most people, switching back and forth actually is less efficient at accomplishing those tasks than it would be if we did them first this one and then that.
I don't know, though. When I watch TV and I'm on my phone, I feel like, wow, I'm really multitasking here.
I mean,
that's multitasking.
I listen to a true crime podcast while hosting this. So, you both are a dream. You did wonderful with that brain quiz. So
Yay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Ashley Nicole Black writes and stars on a Black Lady sketch show. Chelsea Devantes hosts the podcast Celebrity Book Club. Thank you so much again.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.